You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Duke on the verge of its fourth straight win.
And this was never a ball game.
Nope.
Never a ball game.
On Syracuse very early and never looked back. Shooting clinic in the first half. Their longest win streak of the season for Duke. Three in a row early on. And all that talk about Duke isn't going to make the NCAA tournament. That seems premature.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski and Ryan Horvat on the BetQL Audio Network.
Yeah, it seems premature right now. Duke with a 14-point victory over Syracuse, and the game was not even that close if you were watching last night. Joe Ostrowski, Ryan Horvat here. Sports bettors, are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now and use our promo code BETQLDAILY to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, faster withdrawals, and faster rewards at your fingertips. Download the app now to experience this premium sportsbook for yourself, and don't forget to sign up with our code BETQLDAILY. You get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. So, are you ready? T's and C's apply. Void where prohibited. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services. We bring in Eli Hershkovich to talk about the college basketball slate this evening. Bunch of ranked teams in action. Many more fascinating games than the ones we got last night. Now, we hit on Duke earlier, and Eli's like, yep, I cave. They're making the tournament. We think they're going to do enough down the final stretch to get in. When you compare the resumes against some of the other bubble teams, we're not talking about a top seed. We're talking about the other bubble teams. They're going to put Duke in. But Eli, the play that we talked about yesterday with Oregon against USC, where did that one go wrong?
I loved it. I love the play. I still love the play. Thinking back to it last night. They just came out so flat. USC hit a ton of threes. That was the key to Oregon having a shot to cover and probably winning the game outright was just their 2-3 defense, that zone, and their press. They couldn't get it set up because USC kept hitting shots and it affected their offense. Their defense was just really bad in the first half. There's no other way to put it. And the second half, they started hitting shots. They cut it to 10 with like 6 minutes left. I thought there was a shot for a backdoor cover, but no dice.
Yeah, Eli, my favorite game of the evening was one that I went pretty hard on, and it worked out half in my favor as I was on Oklahoma State last night with the 3.5 that I got, but I was also on the under, which should have hit. It goes to overtime. It is still almost
you bet the side and the total in the game?
I did. Yeah, I did. I love the under, man. But there was only 13 points even scored in overtime. I thought I was going to get the under in overtime. What do you like as far as tonight? Because I love Texas at
home. How many bets did you have? Like, that was not a deep slate in college. It was just college, NBA, everything combined.
I only played two college games. I was on Syracuse. I had a perfect night in the NBA, of course, but then I was on Cuse, and then I was on that under, so I ended up losing. Yesterday, I went, let's see here. I went 9-2 yesterday, Joe. See, I don't know what I'm like.
Eli, what are you?
I used to bet 2-3 games a night. Now all of a sudden I'm on 13, and I don't know what it is. It's these player props. It's that there's not a whole lot else to do right now. Like, I can't go out and do anything, so I'm stuck in my house. We got this college slate tonight, but these NBA games, I mean, these slates, like, there's just way too much. There's so much I like lately. I don't know what it is.
Too much. You're probably going to have more than 11 bets. What do you think about Horvat's betting frequency, Eli?
It's a lot of bets. Too many bets for my mental sanity. I was stressed out yesterday with just my Oregon bet going wrong in the first half. So, yeah, credit to you, Rad, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, Yeah. All right. Eli, what do you think tonight?
Yeah. Like so Texas? I lean Texas. The line opened at Texas laying 1.5. It's now up to 2.5. It actually got as high as 3.5 earlier this morning. I think there was a little more value with Kansas at 3.5. Now that it's down to 2.5, it's probably a stay away for me. Maybe you throw Texas in a money line parlay, something like that. But I'm not willing to lay the 2.5 here. Kansas is playing really good defense right now. And yes, they played a Texas Tech team. You mentioned you bet Oklahoma State last night. That Texas Tech's offense is so inconsistent, even with one of the best point guards in college basketball, Mac McClung. Kansas is actually rebounding the ball at a really high rate. And this Jayhawks team, while they got blown out against Texas earlier in conference play back in early January, I don't put too much stock into that game. And I even mean that on the reverse side, too. It's not a revenge spot. I mean, it is hypothetically, it is, you know, from a pure, I guess, straight up standpoint. But just from a matchup standpoint, Kansas is a much different team than they were in that game. And that's, you know, 2 months ago. I think this is more to me about just Kansas playing better basketball, wanting to continue this going into March. Texas, I also wonder how that whatever happened on the sideline against West Virginia on Saturday, the blow up between Courtney Ramey and Andrew Jones, whether that's a thing that carries over into today's game, into tonight's game, if it's a thing that carries over into March and this team just blows up. I doubt it, but I also just, again, worry about Texas, even with that length against a Kansas team that could space the floor, and David McCormick, who's playing the best basketball of the season, and they could really challenge this Texas team on the glass. So it's a stay away for me at 2.5.
It's a stay away, but you said lean Texas. So what I just did is I bet Texas on points bet, because if you bet $50 on the spread for their make it rain game of the day, for every three your team makes, you get $3 in free bets. It worked last night with Duke, Eli. So I'm assuming it's going to work today with Texas. So I took Texas minus 2.5.
You'll just profit off my leads, and I'll continue to not bet them game by game.
I know. Yes, exactly. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, like, you know, it's like Eli said. I mean, like, Kansas is playing really good basketball. They've won, what, Eli, 5 in a row? But, I mean, I like this revenge spot for Texas, because I was on them on Saturday. They blew what? They had a 19-point lead. Andrew Jones struggled on Saturday. I think he's going to have a big bounce-back game. He scored at least 19 points in 3 of his last 4 games. And then Kansas has lost 5 of their last 7 on the road. I don't like them on the road. If this game's at Kansas, I'd probably back Texas. But then we saw what happened when it was at Kansas, as Eli brought up. I forgot what the final score was in that game, like 81-59.
Yeah, 25-point blowout. I'm not about to fade Kansas right now, at least at the current point spread. Okay. The way they're playing defense is, again, laying 2.5. If this is a pick, if this is Texas plus 1, somewhere in that ballpark, I know you might say, okay, 3.5 points where Texas is in a bounce back spot off that blown loss to West Virginia. Yes, Ryan, I get that, but I'm not willing to say Kansas can't keep this thing a one possession game.
Eli, let's hit on Illinois, Michigan State. So we talked earlier about Duke taking down Cuse. It certainly looks like the door is wide open for the Blue Devils to make the tournament. And another blue blood, Michigan State, we're talking about possibly not making the tournament. Eli, they're not making it. First off, the Illini are favored by 7 tonight. And please don't mention how we can't bet in Illinois. We all know we're quite aware. But this stretch, this comes with playing in the Big Ten. So Sparty has put themselves in a spot where they've got to win a bunch of games in the final stretch just to make the dance. And they've got number 5 Illinois tonight. They've got number 4 Ohio State coming up, and they've got number 3 Michigan twice.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, no, it's a tough stretch for Illinois and Michigan State. I mean, just going back to that Michigan State game, I know we want to talk a little Illini here, but that was a heck of a comeback for Michigan State against Indiana. But I also think that was a product of Indiana just being piss poor in the second half. So are you really going to give Michigan State that much credit off a win like that coming back from double digits? I don't think you should give them that much credit. And maybe they're getting a little too much credit right now in the market. Illinois has a size advantage in this game. They should be able to dominate on the glass and down to the paint, unless we get just some all-worldly Michigan State performance, I wouldn't back Sparty tonight.
What else do you like tonight, Eli, if you're not going to play Michigan State? Any dogs you like?
Yeah, I'm looking at one of them is, you know, I really want to play Iowa State just starting off with the Big 12, but I can't stomach it with Baylor coming off 3 weeks of COVID layoff. Even with that being said, and I mentioned this last week, just the point differential for a team coming off 3 weeks of COVID layoff, it's tough to bet against Baylor right now, even with that being said. I do really like TCU, though, tonight against my West Virginia Mountaineers, getting 7.5 right now on points bet. West Virginia, it's a sandwich spot, and I know that might be a little narrative-y, but they're coming off that 19-point comeback against Texas where they shot the lights out in the second half. TCU actually has a pretty solid perimeter defense, and West Virginia also has that Baylor game coming up on Thursday, so a little bit of a look-ahead spot in arguably their biggest game of the regular season, which I think they can keep that thing actually within, what, like 3 or 4 possessions. That's the current KenPom line right now, but this line a little inflated considering the spot, and West Virginia tends to play these tight games against lesser opponents in conference play. Their perimeter defense is awful right now, and I really hope it gets shored up before the NCAA tournament. TCU, I think, has a bounce back game from 3 with Nemhard. I also like a couple of their guys, smaller guards that could shoot. Mike Miles had a couple big games when I bet him against Oklahoma State. So I like TCU to keep this thing within 3 possessions.
This is BetQL Daily, Joe Ostrowski, Ryan Horvat with Eli Herskovich breaking down the college basketball card for this evening. What about Virginia Tech favored by 3 against Georgia Tech? How do you gauge that matchup?
Yeah, I'll be on Georgia Tech. This line opened, I believe, around 1.5, 2. It's all the way up to 3 right now on points bet. And Virginia Tech has had a COVID layoff of their own. They've had, what, like 2.5 weeks since that Miami comeback where they were down late in the first half or late in the second half, came back at a 3, won the game in overtime, pushed or covered in some spots, depending on the number you got. But Georgia Tech is playing really good basketball. And yes, they're coming off a blowout win on the road at Miami over the weekend. So maybe this Georgia Tech team is, I mean, they're not overvalued in the market. That's the thing. At 3, the market has come the other way on that Tech. I don't understand why with the COVID layoff of Virginia Tech. I think the Yellow Jackets, while they have, yes, one of the dumbest coaches in college basketball, and Josh Pastner, who said there should be 11 NCAA tournament teams from the ACC every year or something like that. Really stupid. But I like this Yellow Jackets team with DeVoe and Alvarado. They can both shoot it. I don't understand, again, why the market is coming in on Tech here. So I like Georgia Tech getting the points.
What do you think about people that have been fading teams coming off a COVID layoff in the first half only?
Yeah, I think either way is fine. I understand. I mean, the first half look would have been the right way in that Michigan-Wisconsin game going back to about a week and a half ago because Michigan came to play in the second half. But I also just think the market is too high right now on Virginia Tech. Yes, they had a big win against Nova in non-conference play. Yes, they had the Virginia win in conference play where they came back from like 10 points down in the second half and blew them out in the second half. I get that, but I'm not bullish on this team long-term. I'm not bullish on this team tonight. No real match advantage for the Hokies. They want to shoot the 3 ball at a pretty high clip. Georgia Tech's perimeter defense is pretty sound. Actually, one of the best perimeter defenses if you look at opponents' 3-point scoring rate, so where the opponents' points come from. Vatek also wants to get to the free throw line. Georgia Tech doesn't follow you a ton. So I think the Hokies are a little overvalued, even though you might say COVID layoff, Vatek, it's only 2 weeks.
All right, good stuff, Eli. We'll hear from you in about 45 during our lightning bets. Get your favorite of the evening, but a nice breakdown on all the intriguing matchups going on this evening in college hoops. Joe Ostrowski and Ryan Horvat. We're going to go to Vegas next. Check in with Jeff Sherman of the Superbook. Talk some NBA and also some golf. You're locked into the BetQL Audio Network.